गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदनन्दना व्रज जनरञ्जना यशोदनन्दना व्रज जनरञ्जना यशोदनन्दना व्रज जनरञ्जना यमुना तीरा Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Nithai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 7, Text Number 44. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Yante loka tapena, tapyante loka tapena, sadava prayasho jana, sadava prayasho jana, paramaradhanam tad bhi paramaradhanam tadhi purushasya kilatmana tapyante lokatapena sadava prayasho jana paramaradhanam tadhi Shasyakilatmana Tapyante lokatapena Sadhava prayasho jana Paramaradhanam tadhi Purushasyakilatmana Tapyante lokatapena Sadhava prayasho jana Paramaradhanam tadhi Purushasya kilatmanaha suffer. Lokatapena. Because of the suffering of people in general. Sadavaha. Saintly persons. Prayashaha. Almost always. Janaha. Such persons. Paramaradhanam, the topmost method of worship. dot that activity.
That activity.
Ha, he. Indeed.
Purushasya.
Of the Supreme Person.
Akila
Atmanaha. Who is the Super Soul of everyone. Srila Prabhupada's translation. It is said that great personalities almost always accept voluntary suffering because of the suffering of people in general. This is considered the highest method of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present in everyone's heart. It is said, let's repeat together. It is said that great personalities almost always accept voluntary suffering because of the suffering of people in general. This is considered the highest method of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present in everyone's heart. Thank you. Prepared by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Here is an explanation of how those engaged in activities for the welfare of others are very quickly recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18:68-69, Ya idam paramam guhyam mad bhakte shabidashyati, nacatasmam manusyeshu kashin me priyakrittamaha. One who preaches the message of Bhagavad Gita to my devotees is most dear to me. No one can excel him in satisfying me by worship. There are different kinds of welfare activities in this material world, but the supreme welfare activity is the spreading of Krishna consciousness. Other welfare activities cannot be effective for the laws of nature, and the result of karma cannot be checked. It is by destiny or the laws of karma that one must suffer or enjoy. For instance, if one is given a court order, he must accept it, whether it brings suffering or profit. Similarly, everyone is under obligations to karma and its reactions. No one can change this. Therefore, the Shastra says, Tasyaiva heto prayateta kovido nalabhyate yad brahmatam upari ada. Bhagavatam 1.5.18. One should endeavor for that which is never obtained by wandering up and down the universe as a result of the reactions of karma. What is that? One should endeavor to become Krishna conscious. If one tries to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, he should be understood to be performing the best welfare activity. The Lord is automatically very pleased with him. If the Lord is pleased with him, what is left for him to achieve? If one has been recognized by the Lord, even if he does not ask the Lord for anything, the Lord, who is within everyone, supplies him whatever he wants. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Tesham Nityave Yuktanam Yogakshema Vahamyaham. Again, as stated here, Tapyante Lokatapena Sadava Prayashojana. The best welfare activity is raising people to the platform of Krishna consciousness, since the conditioned souls are suffering only for want of Krishna consciousness. The Lord himself also comes to mitigate the suffering of humanity. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttana madharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chadushkritam dharma samstapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. I deliver the pious, to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I advent myself millennium after millennium. Bhagavad Gita 4, 7, 8. All the Shastras conclude, therefore, that spreading the Krishna consciousness movement is the best welfare activity in the world, because of the ultimate benefit this bestows upon people in general. The Lord very quickly recognizes such service performed by a devotee. Om Agyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Tapyante lokatapena sadava praya shochana paramaradanam taddi purushasya kilatmanaha. It is said that great personalities almost always accept voluntary suffering because of the suffering of people in general. This is considered the highest method of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present in everyone's heart. Hare Krishna. It is my privilege to be with you today, and I would really like to ask for your blessings so that among so exalted Vaishnavas who are here, Prabhupada's disciples, Swamis, Prabhus, ladies, that maybe I could speak some words that would be worth listening. Please give your blessings. Hare Krishna. Well, Lakshmimoni Mataji sent me a letter that Radha Krishna Prabhu, it would be great if you would give a class. And then there was another sentence in that letter, and she wrote that I have heard all the excuses. Why not to give class? Please, don't write anything like that. Just accept. So I would like to pay my obeisances to Lakshmimoni Mataji, who I consider as being my mom. And how could a son say no to his mom? So, thank you very much. This verse is a very important verse for us. All of you who are here, you are leaders of the Krishna consciousness movement. And you're here exactly for the reason what this verse is speaking about. What does this verse speak about? Just tell me, what really strikes you in this verse? You can just shout and I will try to listen. Compassion, okay, what else? Perfect method of worship. Ladies, sacrifice. Toleration. Prabhus, it's your turn. Voluntary. Ladies, your turn. Preaching. Accepting suffering. Prabhus, someone said something. Describes the law of karma. It's painful to see others suffering. Austerity, compassion, all of these are what you have said, all of these are the jewels, the jewelry qualities of a devotee Who remembers what's the motto of the strategic planning team? What's the motto?
More devotees, happier devotees.
More devotees, happier devotees. Who heard this the first time now? Hands up. Really? Really? Okay. Well, that's the motto of strategic planning. More devotees, happier devotees. Why? Why is it that we are focusing on more devotees and happier devotees? Because Krishna will be pleased, okay?
If they're not happier, there won't be more.
If they are not happier, there won't be more. Okay. Well, more devotees means external growth. Happier devotees means internal growth. Which one is more important? Who says internal is more important? Okay, who says external is more important? No one. Who says both are important? Who doesn't say anything? It's just so interesting. We are focusing really a lot on spreading Krishna consciousness, and that's a really good goal. And we should focus on that. But at the same time, we should really focus on developing ourselves. Growth starts with you first. Growth never starts outside. Growth always starts and begins from within. There are so many people who are trying to develop and improve their conditions, but they don't put enough effort in improving themselves. And thus, they are bound to failure. So we should really focus on developing ourselves a lot. We are gathered here for the ISKCON Leadership Sangha, so most of you are leaders. A leader has to have all of these qualities that you were talking about in the beginning. All of those are important. It's really important that we work on these qualities. Because if we work on these qualities, then we will be able to develop Krishna consciousness easier. But to be able to do that, there are so many things we would need to do. When we are planning, what do? We look back and we see what have been done in the past. And then we plan something for the future. So we plan something for the future. But what do we do with the past? What should we do with the past? Someone says, learn from that. Yeah. You know, sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. It's never lose. You only lose when you start lamenting about what happened in the past. Leaders don't live in the past. Leaders live in the present and plan for the future. The planning starts with developing qualities. That's what Krishna is speaking about in the Bhagavad Gita. You know, it's like there are so many verses in the Bhagavad Gita that are only about qualities. Why is it? It's because it's important. It's important. If we have these qualities, then we can develop ourselves and we can develop others. But lamenting in the past, lamenting on the past, that really means one thing. We don't take responsibility for our future. We blame others for what they have done to us in the past. And until we are in the blame mood, we cannot take responsibility for the future. It is extremely important for us to always look for the future and learn from the past. You know who Marcus Aurelius is? Some of you know who Marcus Aurelius is. He was a Roman soldier. And he said, how much more grievous the consequences of anger than the causes of it. How much more grievous the consequences of anger than the cause of it. You know, we should not live in the past. We should learn from it and we should work for the future. But working for the future means that we have to make plans. Nothing happens in the world without planning for it. Nothing happens. Nothing happens automatically except one thing. That's for sure, that's guaranteed. After birth, there's only one thing that's guaranteed. Death. You don't have to take a course on that. You don't have to figure out whether it will come or it won't. It will happen. Actually, you have to take a course on it. Devaki Mataji was just mentioning recently that she has courses on death. How to prepare for that. But it's really important for us to plan. Growth, it could be internal, it could be external. It's always an uphill battle. It's never flat and it's never going down. You cannot go up without planning for it. You cannot go up unless you have strength, you have power, you have purity. It's really important that we have to have intentional growth in our life. Now we are working on strategic planning quite a lot and we are speaking about it. In Hungary, we have everything circling on, everything focusing on strategic planning. Each and every center in Hungary has a growth plan for 15 years. Everyone. How many of you and your centers have a growth plan for your temple? How many of you, please put your hands up. A written plan. 1, 2, 3, 4. I know that Vaisheshika Prabhu has. He has. There is one at the back. Growth is uphill. If you want to grow, you have to plan. If you plan to grow, you really need to take action. There's a saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So we should have a plan. And for that, we have to make decisions. It's really important. Without decisions, we will go nowhere. What are the decisions that we should make? There are some really important decisions that we should make. One is that we should endeavor for planning. Not just generally and not just in a temple or community level. You have to plan yourself. Do you know how you will grow your Krishna consciousness today? Do you have a plan for that? There are so many verses. Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtam Bhagavata Shravana Matura Vasa Shri Murtira Shraddhaya Sevaya Ado Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangha Dhapajana Kriya. All the levels are defined, all the activities are defined, everything is defined. Prabhupada said that we should be conscious first and then we'll be able to become Krishna conscious. Conscious means you know where you are, you know where you would like to go and how you go there. That's Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan. That's the foundation of developing anything. Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan. Know where you are, know what's the goal and know how to connect the two. It's so important. So every day we have to have a goal to achieve. Every day. It's just so simple. You know, it's like when we glorify devotees, then Krishna is happy. When we speak about Krishna consciousness to devotees or even non-devotees, Krishna is happy. So there's a very simple method that we can do every day. Just glorify someone. Glorify someone. Scientists and psychologists are saying that, well, around 9 o'clock in the morning, there is a hormone that kicks in the body, and that hormone makes you work, makes you effective, makes you really want to do something around 9 o'clock. But they figured out something else. When you glorify someone, the same hormone is released. So if you would like to be effective, well, this is modern science talking, but if you would like to be effective, you would like to be enthusiastic, then glorify devotees. That's the first thing you do when you get up and meet someone. Haribol, thank you for being here. It's so nice that you are here. Finally, we can have a little chat about Krishna. Try to find someone who you can glorify and do this the first thing in the morning. And then you know how you should go to bed? Glorify someone and try to go to bed. But to be able to plan properly your day and your growth in Krishna consciousness, you have to have these fixed points in your day. It is said that if someone fails to take control of his daily schedule, he will never take control of his own life. It's in your hand. Don't try to change the circumstances, try to change yourself. It's simple, it's easy. You know why? Because it depends on you. It doesn't depend on anyone else at all. It's so interesting that we tend to overestimate what we can do in a moment. And we underestimate what we can do over time. If you do something every day, you know what scientists say? If you do something every day for 1 hour, for 5 years, You could have a PhD in that. If we are reading Prabhupada's books every day for 1 hour, we could have a PhD in Prabhupada's books in 5 years. Do you know why? Because that means that you have read the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita 5 times. That's reading. Let me tell you a little story. There is a little boy called Madhava in Hungary. He's 8 years old. Eight. He was born premature. He was born 25th week. He was 0.6 kg. I don't know how much that is in pounds. He could fit in the lap of his mother. Palm, sorry, not the lap. Thank you. That's my English. The palm of the mother. Doctor said that possibly he will not survive. And there is a great chance that if he will be brain damaged. He's reading a 400-page book in 3 hours now. He has read 500 books in his life and he's only 8 years old. 500 books. 500 books, 8 years old. How many did you read? You know, it's like reading is associating with Srila Prabhupada. We never had the chance to associate with Srila Prabhupada directly in person. We have the chance to associate with him through his books. And when we read Srila Prabhupada's books, then we will understand everything what we need to know in life. Everything what we need to know in life. There is nothing more and nothing less. But there is one condition. We have to practice what Prabhupada wrote. Prabhupada did not write the books for us to be happy. Prabhupada wrote the books to help us. We have to be really focused on reading Srila Prabhupada's books as much as we can. Because that will give us the strength and that will give us the purity. That's the fuel that drives us uphill. If we don't have that fuel, it's really hard to go uphill. And you have to plan for that. In the morning, you have to know what's the time in the day when you will read. And keep it sacred. That's the time for you. You have to be... That's the most important thing in life. You know, these modern leadership gurus are saying that the golden hours are in the morning. Get up 2 hours before you start doing anything else. That's what they say. And you know what they say, what you should do? You should invest that time in yourself, in developing yourself when everyone else is sleeping. Srila Prabhupada gave us everything so that we could perfect ourselves. But we have to depend on Srila Prabhupada's books. We have to depend on Krishna. And sometimes we just forget these things. I tell you how I forgot it. And how I got a slap. We wanted to have a child with my wife. And it took quite a while until we could have a child. Now I have 2 wonderful daughters. And The first one is called Nisha, the bigger one. She's 10 now. The younger one is Vrindavani. She's 7. Mother Urmila knows them personally. It's always a pleasure to have such exalted devotees at our home, like Mother Urmila. And actually, it was really interesting. So all the ladies know, some of the men know, that you should go to ultrasound regularly during pregnancy. That's a must, at least in Hungary. So we went to the ultrasound. We were really happy. Wow, my wife is pregnant. We were really cheering. And then we went to the ultrasound, and the doctor said that, well, the doctor just went pale when he looked at the ultrasound. And then he said that, just sit down. We sat down. He said, just no worries, but I have to tell you something. It seems that it's 90% that your child has Down syndrome. So better to think of having an abortion or deal with Down syndrome. You know, it was like, Krishna, why are you doing this? Why me? Why me and why now? You know, it's like, leave me alone, I'm just trying to preach. You know, it's just, why do you put me in a situation like that? And then the doctor immediately called another doctor who had the Down syndrome test, kind of, I don't know what kind of extremely good ultrasound. And he said that we need immediately, it's really urgent, a test. The doctor said, okay, that's very good, it will be 1 month from now. We said, hey, we want it immediate. And they said, sorry, that's how we work. Hungarian healthcare. No, just kidding. Hungarian healthcare is fantastic. Anyhow, so 1 month, you could imagine what we went through during that month. At least the ladies definitely know. And then we went back a month later to the doctor, and we were waiting outside, and there were, I don't know how many people, we were in line. And then my Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vrinda Govinda Maharaj, just called me out of nowhere. Just called me and asked, how are you, Radha Krishna? I said, well, I'm not so fine now. I'm just at the hospital, and I explained everything, Down syndrome and whatever. And he just said that always chant the name of the Lord and never forget praying. Pray, pray, pray. I was praying until we got in the doctor's place. So I was really praying. And I was praying to Lord Nrisimhadeva also. And then we got in, and the doctor just made the tests, whatever he had to. And the doctor said with a huge smile on his face, I am privileged to announce that you have a perfectly healthy girl. And we said, ah, Haribol, that's so good. I was so relieved. And then we got in the car. It took us 1.5 hours to get home. We got home, and in our mailbox on that day, we had a letter. We had a letter, we took it out, we opened it, and there was a picture of Lord Nrisimhadeva in the letter. There was Charan Tulsi from Lord Nrisimhadeva in the letter. And there was a letter from Pankajangri Prabhu. And that letter was saying that 3 weeks ago, or on this and this date, Anantarupa Prabhu was offering a full day seva on behalf of your will be born daughter, child, for her protection. And we were there, we were just crying with my wife. You know, this is depending on Krishna. This is, and we forgot it. And we thought that Krishna left us. Hey Krishna, we're preaching, I'm preaching, I'm doing everything great, I'm doing everything for you. Why are you doing to me? And we started blaming and criticizing. I'm a good person. Why do you read these things to me? And then the end result is that, well, I really learned my lesson that everything is always Krishna's arrangement. But if we do not consciously endeavor to grow, we will just start criticizing even Krishna for me not advancing in Krishna consciousness. It's not automatic. It's not happening by chance. It's happening only with intention. It's happening only by planning. So I challenge you now. We have still a few minutes. I don't know if you have paper and pen. But if you have, write down three things that you will do from today on, every day, that will help you in Krishna consciousness. Write down three things that will help you in advancing in Krishna consciousness. And don't write just chanting and being on kirtan and listening to the Srimad Bhagavatam class. Something that's yours, that's your own, that helps you really a lot. You know, Srimad Bhagavatam, the classes are so nice. And it's good because listening is also is giving, you know, some kind of advancement in Krishna consciousness. But I would say that the Srimad Bhagavatam class is useless if you just listen to it compared to when you get out of the class and a week later you still follow what you have heard. Compared to following what you have heard at the Srimad Bhagavatam class and just listening to the Srimad Bhagavatam class, only listening is almost useless. Action is needed. Nothing will happen without action. It's just, do you have all three? Do you have all three things written down? Or at least you remember those three things? I tell you a very important thing. If you start doing this today, 14 days from now, 90% of you will not follow what you have written. 90%. And that's just because we are devotees, because the general number is 95. General people cannot follow their resolutions for more than 2 weeks. We have to. We don't have any other alternative. We just really, really have to. And you know, when you go home from the ILS, and you go home from the Srimad Bhagavatam class, don't tell anyone what you have heard. Don't tell anyone. Show it. If you tell it, it will have almost zero effect. If you show it with your own example, that's achar. That's how people will follow you. That's how you should be anxious of leading others. Motivation gets you going. It's really important. Motivation gets you going. Discipline makes you growing. That's what the Upadeshamrita says. Utsaha nishaya dahayaya tattar kamma pravartanat sangatyaga sato vritte shadbir bhakti pasidyate. The first thing, utsahan, that's the motivation. All the other five are discipline. Discipline. Motivation gets you going. Discipline gets you growing. Extremely important to understand these words. And don't talk about it, show it. That will grow Srila Prabhupada's movement enormously. Thank you very much. We have 2 more minutes for comments and corrections. Microphone at the back, Prithu Prabhu is there at the back. Please press the red button to turn the mic on.
Hare Krishna. What you say is very interesting. There's an interesting discussion. When on in 1968, when Satsvarup Maharaj was a temple president in Boston, And so, they were all young devotees. You know, they just joined, more or less, at the same time. And they were inexperienced. So they wrote to Srila Prabhupada, they sent him a picture of the deity being very richly decorated with flowers. Everywhere were flowers. And their commentary was, Srila Prabhupada, now we have no money anymore. We gave all our money to Krishna to buy these beautiful flower arrangements. Now he has to take care of us. And Prabhupada wrote, to depend on Krishna is very nice. It's a nice sentiment, but you have to make a plan. And then Krishna will help you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Someone else over here, if you can bring over the mic. And that will be the last thing, and then we have to move.
I've heard something else, that if you want to make Krishna laugh, tell him your plans. What do you think of this?
That means that you want to make Krishna happy. How could you grow without making Krishna happy? So make plans. Actually, there's a really interesting thing. Oh God, on my watch I still have 10 seconds. So, I'm also trying to serve in Turkey. Turkey is a very fantastic place. How many of you have been in Turkey? Okay, well, the Turkish devotees, yeah, definitely. Turkish devotees are here. They are making plans. And they are growing like anything. There was almost nothing a few years ago. Now we have a 3-storied place with a restaurant, a yoga center, with Ayurveda, with chit-chat places, and with a really nice kitchen, and yoga courses are completely full. We started the new place we started last year, and within 8 months it was full, completely full. All Muslims. There is a lady called Hari Bhakti who is now there in Hungary being trained as a pujari. Oh God. And she was a Quran teacher for ladies in Turkey. She was a Sufi missionary. She heard the Harinam in the Philippines on a mission. Went back to Istanbul and saw the pamphlet of Kirtan Yoga. Went there, and since then, she's chanting 16 rounds. It's like amazing. You have to go to Istanbul. You have to visit the place. There's Nisimha Krishna Prabhu. Please raise your hand. There's Nisimha Krishna Prabhu. He is the zonal supervisor for Turkey. And he's an amazing person, and he makes plans. He's the marketing and sales director of the fourth largest shipping company of the world. He knows how to make plans. He makes plans. It grows. We had to add a little thing to it. That's actually not just little. And that's Srila Shivaram Maharaj's Krishna conscious expertise and artistic expertise. You know, whatever Srila Shivaram Maharaj touches turns into Krishna conscious, amazing Krishna conscious world. That's what's happening now in Turkey with Muslim people. Thank you again so much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande.
Hare Krishna.
Hey, Kartik. Hey, Kartik.